Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Just over 48 hours from now, the British people will go to the polls to elect a new government. Everything points to the Labour Party winning it. But what would that mean for trade and political ties with this country if the pro-Brexit Conservative Party is replaced? Imports from the UK have fallen dramatically this year, while exports have also struggled from this country to Britain. And what about rejoining the single market? All issues for Aidan Finnegan, who is the Director of Policy with the British Irish Chamber of Commerce, and they have a report out just ahead of the election. Good morning, Aidan.
Morning, Joe.
Let's assume for a moment that Labour do win on Thursday. What do you think will change?
Yeah, well, listen, after an election, there's always a bit of a reset when a new government is formed. You can expect some degree of a reset in relations. We as a chamber have worked with the Conservative Party for the last number of years since the Cameron government. So we've got good relationships right down through that party from cabinet level down. While at a political level, there might have been tensions over the last number of years. At a trade level, businesses have just been getting on with it. We've also maintained an active dialogue with Labour over the past number of years. We've had Keir Starmer over, Hilary Benn, Nick Thomas Simmons, the devolved mayors, Andy Burnham and Steve Rotherham. So we've got a good relationship there. We've actually got a colleague of ours, former colleague Claire Tighe, running in Spelthorne in Kwasi Kwarteng's former seat. So we've got a good relationship on both sides of the aisle. But we do have asks regardless of which party were to win the election. We've produced an election priorities paper, which we have shared with the parties, which was made in conjunction
and
with
our
members.
And what are your priorities?
I can go through a few of them, Joe. We would like to see a veterinary agreement between the UK and the EU. It's something that the Labour Party has indicated an interest in. I was in Brussels last week speaking to the Commission, and they have indicated that should the UK wish to undertake a veterinary agreement, there is an appetite there on the EU side.
And this is so that to reduce the number of checks between Great Britain, the island, and Northern Ireland.
Yes. Yeah, so in 2021, the EU brought in inbound checks on goods of animal origin coming into the EU. And over the course of this year, the UK is rolling out the border target operating model. So documentary and physical checks have come in on SPS goods. They're called goods of animal origin. So we think a veterinary agreement would go a long way to getting rid of about 95% of these checks, but it'll also take away some of the contentious elements around the Windsor framework, around the old sausage argument of if the veterinary standards are certified to be the same in the EU and in the UK, there's no need for those checks.
So what other big ask have you?
Other big ask, we'd like to see some areas that weren't dealt with in the TCA addressed.
This
areas
is the
around
trade and cooperation agreement between Britain
apologies,
and the EU.
Yeah, that was reached after the Brexit settlement. So we'd like to see cooperation on VAT and import charges. We would also like to see the UK link its emissions trading scheme to the EU's emissions trading scheme. Climate change is a global issue that's best dealt with on a multilateral basis. So for us, linking those two schemes, it increases the size of the market, increases the liquidity of it, and it would force a crowd in of cooperation on wider climate change issues. So we would like to see those two schemes linked.
In terms of GDP growth, that is the number one goal for this for an incoming Labour Party. They want to see GDP higher. They want to see productivity higher. Surely rejoining the customs union, or maybe even the single market, is kind of the low-hanging fruit if you really want to boost your GDP. And yet that has been ruled out by the Labour Party. In fact, they've made it a red line.
Yeah, I think taken in isolation, if you were to look at it, yes, that probably would be the case. But you can't take the politics out of it. And Brexit hasn't come up on the doorsteps. It's not being talked about in the debates. It is to an extent.
It's been completely ignored by all the parties, including the Lib Dems, which is a pro-EU party.
Yes, it has to an extent in the political space. It has been parked for the time being. Other issues, the cost of living, inflation have taken the mantle from that. And
But you see what I'm trying to get? It's low-hanging fruit. If the Labour Party really wanted to boost the UK economy, genuinely wanted to, that is what they do, straight back into the customs union.
It doesn't seem to be what the electorate want at the moment. It split both the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, so it's not on the ballot paper. Listen, as a chamber, it's something that we campaigned against. We campaigned against Brexit, but we accepted, obviously, with the democratic choice that the British people took. But it's not on the ballot paper this time out, Joe.
OK, and Keir Starmer, he has quite an affection for this island. I understand he plays in a Donegal GAA shirt when he plays his seven-a-side football.
He does, and he spent plenty of time up in Northern Ireland working with the DPP up there. We had him over for dinner in the Guinness storehouse there last year, and his affection for Ireland is quite clear. He does seem to want to reset relations to an extent, which we would expect to see.
Which they have been poor, let's be honest.
On a political level, they haven't been ideal, but the Brexit issue has been settled. For the most part, the Windsor framework has dealt with most of those issues.
And he'll be guided by an Irishman called Morgan McSweeney.
Indeed, he's got a very good team of Irish people across his team, including, as I mentioned, Claire Tighe, who's running in Spelthorne, who works as the liaison between his office and the devolved mayors.
So you'll have loads of plants and moles within a possible Labour a new administration. Thank you very much for coming in and joining
us,
Aidan. That's Aidan Finnegan, Director of Policy with the British Irish Chamber of Commerce.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.